Now let's lead off with the owners of Eastland Mall looking to lower their property tax bill by nearly $500,000. WGLT's Eric Stock has the story.
Tennessee-based CBL Properties has filed an appeal of the mall's assessed value. They say the mall was overvalued by about 42%. This latest request would cut CBL's property tax bill by about $475,000. That includes about $291,000 previously earmarked for District 87 schools.
That amount gets spread out now over the rest of us. And in other words, they're not paying their fair share.
That's Barry Riley, superintendent for District 87 schools. They're opposing the mall's request. Riley notes the mall's assessed value has already declined by about a third over the past decade. He says CBL does not appear to be investing in the property or doing much to attract new tenants. Instead, Riley says they just keep coming back to the taxing bodies again and again and again to lower the value.
And they've done very little to improve the footprint of that. At some point, we have to say enough's enough, and we're not going to sit here and take it anymore.
CBL says Eastland is suffering from the Amazon effect, just like every other mall. It's lost four of its five anchor stores. They say base rents at Eastland have declined by two-thirds, and then nearly 60% of the mall is now vacant. They say a plan to turn the former Macy's building into college student housing never materialized. It says it would demolish that building if it wasn't so expensive to do so. The mall was just one of nearly 900 assessed value complaints filed this year, down slightly from 2018. Most are from smaller properties such as single-family homes. Riley says the public should be paying attention to the Eastland Mall complaint. He says the reduction they're seeking is unacceptable.
If they're not willing to invest, then let's sell it to someone who will.
The mall is scheduled for a hearing in front of the McLean County Board of Review on Wednesday morning. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.